Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, Crown Prince Frederick in charge whilst his mother is away, update on the forthcoming royal wedding, abdication news, royalty at the Winter Olympics, and why the forthcoming royal baby won't be named John, so stay tuned.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
According to reports, Crown Prince Frederick will act as regent of Denmark whilst his mother, Queen Margrethe, takes a two-week winter holiday. Crown Prince Frederick will act as regent from the 26th of February to the 11th of March. Queen Margrethe released a statement saying how she and her family were deeply moved to witness the warmth from the Danish people. Prince Henrik died on the 13th of February at Fredensborg Palace. He was diagnosed with dementia in September 2017. Official court mourning following Prince Henrik's death will end on Wednesday, the 14th of March. The Danish royal family will not be carrying out any social or entertainment engagements during this time. However, Queen Margrethe hosted a reception on Friday, the 23rd of February 2018 at Christian VII's Palace, Amalienborg, where she received ambassadors including James Patrick Green, the new ambassador to the Vatican who is based in Stockholm, Sweden, and New Zealand Ambassador Lyndall Walker. Reports claim that Queen Margrethe is spending her holiday in Norway, so she won't be able to catch up with Queen Sonja, who is a close friend, who would provide the necessary comfort and support needed at this time. However, Crown Prince Haakon in Norway is also acting regent, whilst his parents, King Harald and Queen Sonja, have taken a long-planned private holiday prior to their state visit to Argentina from the 6th to the 8th of March.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have said they want their wedding day on Saturday the 19th of May to include members of the public as part of the celebrations. A statement from Kensington Palace said Prince Harry and Meghan have invited 2,640 people into the grounds at Windsor Castle to watch the bride and groom's arrivals and to see the carriage procession as it leaves the castle. These guests will include 1,200 members of the public from every part of the United Kingdom, including a broad range of backgrounds and ages, including young people who have shown strong leadership and those who have served their local communities. There will be 200 people from various charities who have Prince Harry as their patron or ones whom he and Meghan are closely associated with, and about 100 children from two local schools, the Royal School, Great Park Windsor, and St George's School at Windsor Castle, plus 610 Windsor Castle community members, including residents and members of the St George's Chapel community, and 530 more members from the Royal Household and the Crown Estate.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Emperor Akihito's abdication will be a state occasion held on the 30th of April in 2019. However, there will be a ceremony celebrating 30 years of the Emperor's reign on the 24th of February in 2019. Crown Prince Naruhito, who will succeed his father as emperor on the 1st of May next year, celebrated his 58th birthday on Friday, the 23rd of February. The Crown Prince addressed a media conference in Tokyo on Wednesday, the 21st of February, as he vowed to focus on self-improvement as he prepares to take on the challenges which come with his new role. Crown Prince Naruhito said it was important to play the roles of the emperor as the constitutionally defined symbol of Japan and the unity of the Japanese people, whilst inheriting the long-established imperial family traditions which his parents have cherished. However, the Crown Prince will be celebrating his silver wedding anniversary on the 9th of June with his wife, Crown Princess Mikasa. In 2020, the Emperor's youngest son, Prince Akishino, will be promoted to Koshi, which is the title given to the first in line to the throne.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
King Carl Gustaf attended the 2018 Winter Olympic Games at Pyeongchang in South Korea from Saturday the 17th to Sunday the 25th of February to watch the Swedish Olympic squad competing in various events. The king had lunch with athletes during his visit to the Olympic Village, including the women's curling team, during the first day. Ollie Anfelt from the Swedish Olympic Committee gave King Carl Gustaf a tour of one of the apartments where some Swedish athletes called home during the games. King Carl Gustaf saw the women's relay, the 4x5 kilometres, with the Swedish team coming in second after they were beaten by Norway, and then watched Sweden defeat Finland 3-1 in the ice hockey the following day. On Wednesday, he saw the figure skating, cross-country skiing and the men's skating competition. King Carl Gustaf congratulated the athletes who won medals after competing in their events. Meanwhile, King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima have congratulated the Dutch athletes who competed at the Winter Olympics. Norway topped the medal tally with a total of 39 medals, while Sweden ranked 6th place with 14 medals. The Netherlands ranked number 5 with 20. However, Australia came in at 23rd place with only 3 medals, 2 silver and a bronze.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Whilst bets have been taken in Britain whether William and Kate's third child will be a girl or a boy, the Duke of Cambridge has ruled out the possibility last week that his wife is expecting twins whilst on an official visit. Names such as Alice, Mary, Victoria, Diana or Rose have been listed as possibilities if the baby is a girl. However, names such as Arthur, Albert, Frederick, Henry, Philip, Alexander or James are said to be the top picks if a boy is born. But there is one name that will not be considered if the baby is a little prince, according to the Telegraph in Britain. That name is John, who is said to be England's worst king. Yes, the same John who was forced to sign the Magna Carta in 1215. The really awful villain portrayed in all those Robin Hood movies, who heavily taxed the peasants whilst his older brother Richard the Lionheart was off fighting in the Crusades. Yes, that one. King John was far worse in real life. He was one of the most cowardly and incompetent monarchs to ever sit on the throne, as he was rather greedy and cruel. King John was the youngest son of Henry II and his formidable queen, Eleanor of Aquitaine, and Richard the Lionheart's younger brother. He tried a rather unsuccessful and treacherous bid for the throne during his older brother's absence. Richard banished John from the kingdom. However, Richard died from an infection in 1199, so John became king. He also inherited lands in France. By 1206, he had lost Normandy, Anjou, Maine, and parts of Porto to the French King Philip II. King John was also a complete sleazebag as he chased after his nobles' wives and daughters. He had his nephew Arthur blinded, castrated, and killed. He ordered 22 captive knights to be locked in a castle and starved to death. He was so bad that the disgruntled nobles invited the Dauphin Louis to invade England after he started another civil war after he signed the Magna Carta. Louis landed unopposed in Kent and joined forces with the rebel barons. However, King John contracted dysentery and died in 1216, so his eldest son inherited the throne and ruled as Henry III. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.